Hell was chasing them. Dalton should stay and fight. There was only one mission occupying his world right now. Save Isabel. The only way he could do that was to get her out of here, away from the demons, away from hell. As he jammed the accelerator and steered the SUV full speed away from the cemetery, he caught sight of the blue lines of laser fire in his rearview mirror. They wanted to kill her. His own people. He couldn't let that happen. His gut clenched. He was part of the Realm of Light, demon hunters sworn to defeat the Sons of Darkness and their demon minions. He should be back there fighting. His brothers and sisters of the realm were right now engaged in battle with demons, and he was deserting them, running off with the woman he'd been assigned to terminate. There was so much fucked up about this scenario. He'd never walked away from a fight before. But he had something more important to do. Instinct told him this was the right thing, the only thing he could do, given the circumstances. He glanced over at Isabel slumped over in the passenger seat, a woman he barely knew, yet he was screwing his entire future for her. Okay, mostly for her. Unconscious, her head resting against the window, she looked so innocent, almost angelic. Her hair fell in soft waves over her shoulders. Her lips were half open as she breathed rhythmically. Her hands rested in her lap. There was no fight left in her, unlike a short while ago when she'd battled like a demon. Because she was a demon. Half demon, anyway. And part of the Sons of Darkness. Dalton had been ordered to destroy her, and he couldn't do it, which was why he was heading away from the battle instead of standing side by side with the other hunters. He'd been told to remove Isabel from the scene because her sister Angelique was there, and Lou, the realm's leader, didn't want Angelique to witness Isabel's destruction. Lou had ordered Dalton to take Isabel away and kill her. But how could he? He was responsible for much of what had happened to her. He'd started this chain of events that had led to Isabel's downfall. He'd handled it all badly, from the time he stole her diary to making love to her when he shouldn't have. It hadn't been part of his mission, yet he'd found her irresistible. Hell, he hadn't wanted to resist. There'd been something about her that called to his dark side. Now he knew why. It still didn't excuse what he'd done,